Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Raising healthy children can be a very daunting and challenging task in this day and age with so many activities, poor food choices, sitting too long in front of the computer or smartphone, peer pressure from friends, and much more. Our guest on This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, has worked with parents and children for decades, will offer her very best tips on how to raise healthy children physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Take out a pen and paper. You'll want to take notes during the program. Dr. Susan, author of more than 70 books, including Kitchen Gardening, Be the Change, Wired for High-Level Wellness, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and a recent one which covers in much more detail the topic we're discussing on the program today, Choose to Thrive. And by the way, refer to her websites to find out how to get personally autographed copies of her books and more about Susan and her healthy, faith-filled lifestyle. With us on the program to talk about raising children to be vibrantly healthy, welcome back, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome back.
Hi, Rick. It's wonderful to be with you, and what a great topic for today.
It is an excellent topic, and sort of setting the table for our conversation today, why don't you give us an overview on children's health, how we can prevent stress, conflict at the dinner table, which everybody is attempting to figure out a way to do that. I know you have some very holistic approaches to raising healthy children.
Yes, and this is a big issue for most families, not just in America, but as I travel worldwide. Now, one of my favorites, Ralph Waldo Emerson, once said, "Health is your greatest wealth." So that's certainly true for children as well as teens and adults. And while every child is different, I know there are certain things that parents can do to expose their children to a healthier lifestyle. So healthy foods and physical activity, they ride tandem as essential components to raising healthy children. And parents, as you know, and we know from our friends, and I have so many friends that have children in the age group of, say, 3 to 16, and you can become overwhelmed with information overload about food choices.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then overwhelmed, yeah, with your jobs and commuting and stress-filled lifestyles. And although we as parents understand that good nutrition is important for our children, many children in real life, you know, you get right down to it, eat a diet that's high in sugar and fat, low in calcium, and low in fruits and vegetables. So how our children eat has a great deal to do with what they learn from the people around them. And as well, children often duplicate the physical activity of their parents. And these messages, Rick, are received in subtle and not so subtle ways. So feeding our children really becomes a balancing act. And in many homes of families with whom I consult, it can turn into a battle zone. Because the more you force, the less they eat, and battle zones create stress and conflict at the table. But somehow we've got to get the message across to them about eating healthy and living a healthy life. And finally, I'll just say there was a study done not long ago at the University of Tennessee, and it showed that eating preferences, this may surprise you, are established by 3 years old. And it's a matter of what you do with them at a very young age. The younger your child is when you start the philosophy of healthy eating and living, the easier it will be later on. But whatever the age, it is better to start now than later. So what parents do now can make a positive, healthy difference in the lives of their children.
Really interesting, the importance of those first 3 years. We're talking about raising children to be vibrantly healthy. Our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, website susansmithjones.com and bookstouplift.com. Great information there, not only on our topic today, but great information in general. Please go to the website. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. Let's go through. You've got 12 tips for raising healthy children. Let's start with number one, which is interesting. Look at yourself first. And I think you just alluded to that. Sometimes kids will pick up cues from their parents, won't they?
That is right. You see, it's essential for you as a parent or a caretaker to make the necessary changes in your life, since children learn best by what? By example. And you can't expect your children to eat more fruits and vegetables if you never eat them or rarely extol their virtues. So you need to be a shining example for your children. And by the way, you know this, but I co-authored a children's book called Vegetable Soup / the Fruit Bowl. And I'm looking forward to football season.
Yes, yes.
And,
won't be long.
It's a 2-in-1 book where you look at one side, it's full color, beautifully designed, great illustrations and rhyming verse, and it teaches children about the benefits of fruits and vegetables, and it makes them want to eat more of them. And then you flip the book over, so one side goes vegetables to the middle, and then you flip it over, and it's the fruit bowl, talking about a contest among the fruit. I won't tell you which one won, but children love this big, beautiful book, and you can find out how to get it at SusanSmithJones.com.
Interesting. That would be fascinating and great to share with the kids and begin a conversation of having a healthy lifestyle, eating the proper diet. Number two in your tips for raising healthy children, variety. Variety is the spice of life. Talk about how we incorporate variety in this process.
Yeah, and we've heard that saying for all of our entire lives.
Yes, yes.
But it's, you always want a variety of colorful fruits and veggies on hand. And then let the kids help with the selection of produce when you go to the grocery store and the preparation of food at home. Studies show that children that help create fresh food meals are most apt to eat the food once prepared. And this goes for school lunches. Let your child help to create a power lunch to take to school. And baby vegetables and easy fruit like, you know, satsuma tangerines or fresh berries are easy to eat in a hurry for a snack, and they provide quick energy. So let your children have some power in deciding what to eat, but give them a selection among the freshest and most whole foods possible.
That's interesting. So it really works. It's not like you're eating the same thing all the time is what you're saying, correct? Give them a little variety. Makes it more interesting for them, more likely that they will be eating this.
Yep, and let them participate in the choices.
Okay, we're going through the list of 12 tips for raising healthy children. That's the topic today, raising children to be vibrantly healthy. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Number three is take a fruit break. Talk about the importance of that.
So every day you want to let your child have a fruit break, you know, fresh fruit like apples, oranges, berries, bananas, grapes, kiwi, tangerines, pears. They contain a plethora of nutrients, including enzymes, minerals, vitamins, antioxidants, of course fiber, and these are high water content foods, and these are often missing in the diet of most children who need to eat at least 3 fresh fruits a day. So if your child takes one fruit break during the day, and then you add to that the fruit they'll have at breakfast and lunch, then they'll be well on their way to enhancing their health and fortifying their bodies. Now, in addition, we can't forget to take a veggie break. So cut up vegetables like bell peppers, baby carrots, celery sticks with nut butter in them. Like almond butters, love, wonderful.
Yes.
Cherry tomatoes, string beans, and even baby squash. And you can serve this with healthy dips because you do want to strive for 7 servings of vegetables a day, but that's not hard to do when you have colorful salads and soups. And you can find ways to make these breaks fun and rewarding.
Yeah, it's interesting. You hear 7, and it's like, wow, that's a lot. It really isn't, is it? Like you say, when you've got the all the colorful foods, the mobility of the foods that we're talking about, 7 shouldn't be that difficult, I don't think.
No, and then remember, you can always make the smoothies that have
green
vegetables in them with pear or apple or, you know, some other fruit, and it might look green, but you don't even taste the greens.
Tip 12, and the two parts to this. First is probably going to be difficult in most households. Keep your home a junk-free zone, a junk food-free zone, and then we'll talk about hydrating with alkaline water. Let's start with junk food and trying to make a junk food-free zone in your home. How difficult is this?
Well, if you're used to eating junk foods for about 21 days, it's difficult, but then it becomes easier. You know that saying, out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
And it's certainly true when it comes to junk foods. You want to keep highly processed, refined foods to a bare minimum at your home. And you let your children, like I said before, choose from a variety of fresh, whole foods rather than always deciding for them what they should be eating. In other words, give them back the power to choose, but make sure you offer them a variety of healthy foods from which to select. And the thing is, we can't always control what our kids eat. And if they eat any junk food or sodas or foods with additives and flavorings and colorings and sweets and all those kind of foods, it causes your body to become over-acidic. And an over-acidic body weakens your immunity and creates an environment internally conducive to disease. So one of the best things you can do, and it's not just for kids, it's for teens and adults as well, is you can drink alkaline water, because scientists know that if 80% of your diet is alkaline and 20% acidic, you're going to be the healthiest. And most fruits and vegetables are alkaline. Most of the other foods you eat, with a few exceptions, are acidic. And most people eat just the opposite. So they have what's known as metabolic acidosis, an over-acidic body. And I never recommend to buy alkaline water at the health food store. First of all, it's way too expensive. And then the pH is never what they say on the bottle, because I told you in one of our previous shows I did a test of 12 different brands of alkaline water, and the pH wasn't right, because the pH, you lose it after it's been sitting on the shelf for a while. And then not to mention, but we're mentioning, how bad for the environment are the plastic bottles.
Oh, yes.
So I have a device at home created by a company in Boulder, Colorado. It's called an Ionizer Plus that I've used for almost 20 years. It's never broken down. I have one in my home and my office. And for 14 cents a gallon, I make fresh, purified alkaline water. I use it for all my recipes. I drink 8 to 10 glasses of it a day. So if your child doesn't eat, or you as an adult, don't eat the most perfect diet, and you want to eat a more alkaline-rich diet, one of the quickest ways to do it is just to drink fresh, delicious alkaline water. And if you want to know more about it, certainly go to SusanSmithJones.com. Look at the first blog I posted today, or put in the search bar alkaline water, and you'll see many articles come up about it that I wrote. And if you want to call the company and get more info, it's in Boulder, Colorado, so that's Mountain Time, and it's 800-794-5355. I always go to Emery. She's their product and detoxification specialist. So if I have questions, I go to extension 813 Emory. So it's 800-794-5355, extension 813. And ask her questions about the Ionizer Plus, and it will help rid your body of toxins year-round and create a more alkaline-rich body, which is more conducive to vibrant health.
Well, let's go on to, and by the way, as Dr. Susan said, all of this information available at our website, SusanSmithJones.com, and books to uplift.com. Number 5 on your list is breaking the food seduction. Probably sounds easier than what it is. Talk about that.
Now, this can be really difficult, Rick. You know, especially foods like sweets and anything with caffeine, sodas, and even dairy. Processed foods, those high in sugar and white flour, salt, preservatives, additives, are very addicting. And the more they're eaten, the more they're craved. Keep that in mind. The more you eat these kind of foods, junk foods, processed foods, the more you crave them. And that goes for children, teens, and adults. So it's best to begin each meal with a nutrient-dense, high-fiber food so children can receive nutrients like a salad or soup before consuming empty-calorie foods, those high in calories and little to no nutritional value.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about raising children to be vibrantly healthy. We're back on today's program right after these messages. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This Week in America, our guest on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about raising children to be vibrantly healthy. All of this information at our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Also, her other website, BooksToUplift.com. Going through the 12 tips for raising healthy children, you talk about the necessity of quality sleep and plenty of water.
So lack of sleep, Rick, what happens if it's not just one night, but if it's chronic, if you don't get good sleep night after night after night, it causes you to crave foods that are processed and junk foods that are not good for you. And similarly, if your body is dehydrated, and a lot of kids I know, when I first go into a family and work with them and I observe them and watch that don't drink enough pure water, then a little bit of dehydration causes you to also crave processed foods. So you want to, first of all, establish a nightly sleep routine and also encourage ample water drinking, like the alkaline water I just mentioned, and offer a variety of whole foods. Feeling cranky and tired and lacking energy, something you never feel, or becoming
yeah, right.
moody is often a sign of dehydration or lack of sleep. So when your children are tired, cranky, moody, and not so much energy, give them a big glass of water and make sure they get some sleep. Water, sleep, and consumption of healthy, colorful foods needs to be non-negotiable ritual. And I'll also just add that I work with hundreds of families over the decades, hundreds. And those families that also get a home sauna, you know, you get one big enough for the, you can go in with the kids, sit there. You sit there, and it's a great time to talk with your kids, especially an infrared sauna that doesn't get suffocatingly hot.
Yes.
And you sit there and you sweat, so you purify your body. And, you know, the kids can't go anywhere, and you can get a sauna that plays music, and the families that sauna together seem to be the happiest families.
Interesting.
So I want to say that company that makes, it's the sauna I've had for decades, but it's the company that makes the ionizer alkaline water device also make the Transcend sauna. And so I want to encourage everyone. It's a pricey item, but I honestly, and we've done an entire show on sweating your way to vitality, you and I have, and I don't think you can be vibrantly healthy and keep your body rejuvenated and purified year-round without having a home sauna. I don't like to go sit in my gym sauna.
No.
Because that's all your toxins being sweated out, and I don't want to sit there, and I like to think it's my own personal sauna, and I can go in any time that's convenient for me, and it helps your joints, and it boosts your immunity. It makes your skin glow. It makes you have energy and look youthful, and it's just a phenomenal part of being healthy.
You also talk about be prepared. Why is that so important?
Well, you want to graze throughout the day on whole foods. And when the blood sugar level drops too low, you'll crave anything that's quick and often void of nutrients. So maybe you keep those Ziploc bags in the refrigerator filled with healthy foods so your kids can grab them easily.
Yes.
Keep in mind that being very hungry distorts your common sense.
Make your family dinner table sacred. Going through the last few of these So many great tips we could talk about, and running out of time on the program. Make your family dinner table sacred. It used to be years ago in the good old days, as they say, difficult now. Talk about the importance of that.
Yeah, barring emergencies, you want your family dinner to be together and not a time to discuss problems or use cell phones. Stressful meals impede digestion, suppress the immune system, and stifle joy and serenity. Mealtime should nourish body and soul.
That's why that is so important. All of these tips at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, also BooksToUplift.com. Join the Breakfast Club. So many people will grab a Pop-Tart, soft drink, and they're on the way out in the morning. Not the way to start the day, is it?
I know, and you can read these tips in my book, Choose to Thrive, as well. You know, breakfast means breaking the fast. And if you feel rushed in the mornings, get organized the night before. Maybe you set the breakfast table, make the lunches, lay out the clothes, organize the breakfast meal. Remember, you and I've talked about this, the first 40 minutes of each day sets the tone for the day.
Yes.
So make it a nice morning with organization, healthy foods, and fun.
A good thing is that I like is laying out everything the night before, not just clothing from a wardrobe standpoint, but food as well. Have it ready to go. The less you have to think in the morning, at least for me, the better off you are. Next step is exercise as a family. In fact, you've got a webinar on exercise.
Yeah, I do. You know, go right to SusanSmithJones.com or BooksToUplift.com, and you can click on this webinar all about exercise to get you motivated. And you want to get involved in your children's physical activities. Play basketball or soccer with them, swim together, jog on the beach, hike trails, bike around the block. A family that exercises together, stays healthy together, and closely connected. And it does work.
And keep in mind, I said exercise as a family, and that's what you're talking about. It makes it more fun that way, doesn't it? It's a family experience that you're sharing.
Absolutely. It keeps the family more closely connected.
Reward healthy choices, tip number 11.
So find ways to reward your child when he or she makes a choice to be more physically active. Maybe rewards like extra quality time with you or with friends or a trip to the library or a movie or maybe a minute of TV time for every minute of exercise.
Encourage creativity to exercise. We're back to exercise and how important that is. How do we encourage creativity in exercise?
Yeah, so I always say to parents to invite your children to find ways to be more physically active, like taking the stairs instead of the elevator, parking at the end of the parking lot when shopping, skipping together in the local park or the beach or after a family picnic or exercising when watching TV.
We've got about a minute or so left here, in fact, less than that. Let's wrap things up. We gave you a lot of information. The information is available in Choose to Thrive, Dr. Susan's book, her website as well. I'll give you the website address here in a second. What can you say in conclusion about raising healthy children and making healthy choices?
All right. So Pythagoras, over 2,500 years ago, said this. He's right. He's definitely right. Choose what is best. Habit will soon render it agreeable and easy. Know that every healthy choice we make adds up. What we eat, how we exercise, what we think, it all adds up. Happy children are healthy children. Healthy children are happy. So choose to make health a top priority by being proactive. And let's love and protect our children and teach them how to live healthfully because they are our future and they are worth it. So you can learn more about this in my book, Choose to Thrive, and my children's book, Vegetable Soup in the Fruit Bowl. And then, Rick, I want to remind everyone, sign up for my free monthly newsletter right there in the sidebar on the right side at SusanSmithJones.com, and it's free.
You'll get all that information and really tons of free information. This will be a go-to website, SusanSmithJones.com. as well as BooksToUplift.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones with us on the program, talking about raising children to be vibrantly healthy. She'll be back with us next month. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I look forward to our next visit.
Always fun. Looking forward to it. Stay tuned. This Week in America, the program, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.